Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder, this podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday morning, October 6th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of business and corporate news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Hydromer reports strategic investment by J MedTech and formation of its new board of directors. Hydromer Inc. announces a strategic investment by J MedTech, leading to the formation of a new board of directors. CEO Michael Torti, alongside Chairman Jacqueline Zhang, will guide the company through its next phase of growth. This partnership aims to create a global medical device coding platform, integrating cutting-edge technologies and services. By joining forces, Hydromer and J MedTech will enhance supply chain resilience and value for customers worldwide. CEO Michael Torti expressed excitement about the collaboration, stating it will solidify Hydromer's position as a key player in the industry. With over 40 years of experience, Hydromer is known for its innovative surface conversion coatings, and this new venture with J MedTech promises to bring a wide range of coating capabilities to the global medical device marketplace.
Critical Infrastructure Technologies Limited executes a confidentiality agreement with Terma AS. Critical Infrastructure Technologies Limited, a leading developer of autonomous, high-capacity mobile communications and security platforms, has executed a mutual non-disclosure agreement with Terma AS, a Danish defense and security company. This collaboration aims to address the increase in unauthorized drones entering EU airspace by deploying SciTech's fully autonomous 20-meter Nexus tower fitted with Terma's advanced surveillance and sensor technologies. The NDA sets the stage for future collaboration opportunities between the two companies. SciTech's CEO, Brenton Scott, expressed excitement about expanding international partnerships with leaders in defense and aerospace technology. The upcoming Memorandum of Understanding will solidify their growing relationship and outline areas for joint solution development to tackle security challenges globally.
G2 Risk Solutions finalizes EverSea transaction. G2 Risk Solutions has completed its transaction with EverSea, enhancing its global reach and offering AI-powered risk solutions. The acquisition includes SmartScan, an AI tool for marketplaces. G2RS now provides a range of risk solutions for banks, acquirers, and online platforms. President Rochelle Blee stated that this partnership will strengthen e-commerce defenses. CEO Brian Long highlighted the combined expertise in raising the industry standard for risk innovation. The deal terms remain undisclosed, with support from advisors such as DLA Piper LLP and Deutsche Bank. G2RS now serves major payment providers globally, with offices in the US, Europe, India, and Israel. For more information, visit g2risksolutions.com. Charbonne Hydrogen announces closing of a second and final tranche, oversubscribing its $1 million non-brokered private placement. Charbonne Hydrogen Corporation has announced the closing of a second and final tranche of its $1 million non-brokered private placement. The company oversubscribed, securing an additional $0.551 million for a total of $1.13 million. CEO Dave B. Gagnon expressed satisfaction with the investor interest, exceeding their target. The funds will support reinstalling hydrogen equipment at the Sorel Tracy site and building infrastructure for long-term growth. The private placement involved issuing 9,083,334 units at its 6.6 each, consisting of one common share and one common share purchase warrant. The proceeds will primarily go towards equipment purchase, site reinstallation, infrastructure development, and working capital. The closing is subject to TSX Venture Exchange approval and other customary conditions, with securities under a four-month hold period in Canada.
Mitch Gould of Nutritional Products International reflects on seven-figure success with Costco and other U.S. retail giants. Mitch Gould, founder and CEO of Nutritional Products International, NPI, has successfully secured seven-figure deals with retail giants like Costco, known for offering value packs of trusted brands at competitive prices. With over 30 years of experience in the industry, Gould's evolution of distribution platform helps brands navigate US 10 market entry seamlessly. NPI, along with sister company InHealth Media, provides a complete infrastructure for product launches, from regulatory compliance to marketing and sales execution. Gould's track record includes partnerships with Walmart, Home Depot, and other major retailers, making NPI a go-to for brands looking to succeed in the competitive U.S. retail market. Local Plumber launches new website to help homeowners avoid plumbing nightmares. Scarpignato Plumbing and Heating, a family-owned plumbing company in Philadelphia, has launched a new website to help homeowners avoid plumbing nightmares. With 25 years of service in Wallingford, Swarthmore, and Media, the site offers resources to prevent costly emergencies like raw sewage backups and burst pipes. Homeowners can find information on emergency guidelines, preventive maintenance, service area coverage, and professional credentials. The company emphasizes community involvement and professional standards, standing out from unlicensed contractors and plumbing scams. Founded in 2000, Scarpignato Plumbing and Heating prioritizes quality workmanship, honest pricing, and building long-term relationships with customers. Mastiff Equity Partners invests in downtown Holland with 208 River Ave purchase. Mastiff Equity Partners, a Holland, Michigan-based private real estate firm, has acquired 208 S River Ave, a historic commercial building in downtown Holland. Built in 1920, the 1,480-square-foot property is leased to a local retail tenant and benefits from steady foot traffic. Founder Andy Hagen stated, "We saw an opportunity to acquire a beautiful historic asset in downtown Holland. The firm aims to preserve the area's unique character." Mastiff Equity Partners focuses on commercial properties in southwest Michigan, including dynamic markets like Holland and Grand Rapids. For more information, visit Mastiff Equity Partners' website. Marble Law, why it's the number one family law firm in Jacksonville, Florida. Marble Law has claimed the top spot in Jacksonville's family law arena by offering a pay-per-step pricing model, giving clients control over costs. Clients can pay a fixed, transparent price for each stage of their case, avoiding unexpected fees. The firm's digital client portal allows for real-time access, appealing to busy professionals and remote families. With over 4,100 Trustpilot reviews, Marble Law has a 4.2-star rating, showcasing a mix of positive and critical feedback. By redefining the client journey, Marble Law has become the number one family law firm in Jacksonville, setting a new standard for legal practices in Florida.
Deloitte's 2025 Digital Transformation Report ignored the CPQ crisis. Deloitte's 2025 Digital Transformation Report highlights AI adoption, cloud migration, and data analytics as key priorities, but overlooks the critical CPQ crisis affecting revenue operations. While 89% of enterprises invest in digital transformation, many struggle with outdated CPQ systems, causing slow sales cycles and pricing errors. Consulting firms like Deloitte often underestimate the importance of revenue operations, impacting sales, forecasting, and customer trust. Companies facing legacy CPQ systems are forced to choose between outdated technology or unproven replacements, like Salesforce Revenue Cloud. The consequences of ignoring the CPQ crisis are severe, with slow quoting processes, unreliable forecasts, and eroding margins. Forward-thinking companies. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.